ハロー、This is Yokyu Endos. Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With a wish that you live in a state of peace and happiness and warmly accepting other people into your heart, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk.Well, it's been a while that I couldn't update the Dharma Talk because of the problem of the software and it's recovered. However, I had hesitation for a couple of days to restart. Well, because one of the reasons is because I was thinking aboutThe quote of the first teaching of the Shakyamuni Buddha, the life is suffering. Recently these days, I was struggling in my life, and this quote came to me seriously. And I start losing confidence to give a Dharma talk to make people more hopeful.I even forgot how to do it, how to Dharma talk, give a Dharma talk. So, how do I get a new fresh mind to restart? I thought about, okay, let's talk about a new statement, the Bible.The interpretation of the new statement by the Buddhist monk. Isn't it interesting? I don't know, maybe not. But I'm interested, so I will do it. Actually, one thing I done somewhere in Europe for 4 days that I kept...explaining everything about based on the Bible, which was about Tamashiyatsu, I guess. Anyway, let's see the John's Gospel. Well, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.The Word was God, or Word is God. Well, basically, all the religion is a word. No, I'm not saying this in a cynical way. I'm saying in seriously, sincerely, because the mantra is a word.Also, esoteric Buddhism, they are all using the words. So, what is important is that all the recognition are born from the words. And actually, the phenomenon is created by our recognition.It seems like we have been understanding about phenomenon in the opposite way. Actually, how to project our subconsciousness through the world, and it is creating the phenomenon. That is a reality. So, another word we can say, the world is creation.The world creates. That's why it says in a second, He was in the beginning with God. And number three, all things were made through Him. He means Word. And without Him, nothing was made that was made. Everything was created by Word. Yes, when the Jesus kick out the evils, then he will say, he used the word. Anyway, the mantra or anything that allow to awaken the spirit, we use the word. And don't forget, there's always one always saying some word subconsciously all day long. Subconsciously, all the words are coming up and whispering. So actually, you have to awaken what words you are whispering to your subconscious, or what words are coming from subconsciousness and spreading to the world. And that is creating your life, and those are creating the world, those are creating the phenomenon. And the purpose of the practice is to awaken your subconsciousness. I mean, to be able to conscious your subconscious. Anyway, you have to listen carefully what words you're saying to yourself. And to be able to more awaken, more sensitive, more awaken to what words you are saying to yourself, use mantra, repeatedly practice the mantra. And not only mantra, put to your all the prayers for all beings into the mantra, and to let your subconsciousness awaken. It's because the mantra will awaken your deepest level of your subconscious, which is called Amara conscious in Buddhism. That is the conscious of the God. And one thing you should not forget to is that the words are important, therefore you have to be responsible to the word. What the word you give to others, and also what words you use to other people, to make other people feel positive, make other people to feel that they are important. And that all those words will directly reflected back to your subconsciousness, and thus create your life and your future. May you and people around you will be more awakened to the subconsciousness, and warmly embrace the world with a positive world, and let shine your life, and let shine the life of people with you, people around you. Wish you very best life.